doors of the church are open, saints. Turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust him. He'll forgive your sins. He'll save your soul. He'll give you what you need to be victorious. And he'll take you to the greatest place of thanksgiving. Amen. Now, you know, we all have to come like Jonah to a place of humbleness, a place of brokenness, when God gives us a wake-up call. And brokenness is a process where God brings us to the end of ourselves and brings us to a place of total trust and faith in the Lord and submission toward God's will. Amen. So God's love and mercy, we thank you for that today. I want us to sing this chorus because this is what the Lord is looking for in each of his children, each of his servants: holiness, faithfulness, brokenness, righteousness. That's what the Lord wants for us. The doors of the church are open. You might feel that you're in the same situation as Jonah, and that's all right. Whether you're running from God or not, that's all right. Whether you're in a storm or not, that's all right. Just come on through that raging sea. The Lord Jesus is standing here. He's got everything you need. So just come today. Come today. Come today.
Holiness is what I long for.
What I long for.
Holiness is what I need.
Holiness.
Holiness. Holiness is what you want from me.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Faithfulness,
faithfulness, faithfulness.
It doesn't matter what mistakes you made in the past. It doesn't matter. God offers a fresh start.
Faithfulness
for all of us.
Is what
thank you, Lord God, for your grace, for your mercy, for your forgiveness.
Faithfulness, faithfulness is what you want from me.
So take my heart.
So take my heart and for me.
Take my mind.
Take my mind. Transform me.
Take my will.
It's what I
need.
The Lord says, righteousness is what I want from you.
Righteousness, righteousness is what you want from me.
Brokenness is what the Lord desires.
Brokenness.
I don't want to be a pretty face sitting on the shelf.
I
want you to break me, Lord, and then reshape me into the vessel you desire for me to be. A vessel that you can use for your glory, for your honor. A vessel that you can love through. A vessel that you can heal through.